we know it's going to be sellout in Celtic Park, and that's the buzz that the Ulster Championship brings, and it's good to have it finally coming around the corner. And we know the challenge we're facing with an on-farm dairy team, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, a great victory last week in the league final, Division 2. Has that given a bit of a boost in confidence after for the team, or how have you feeling after that one?
Listen, it's good to see off the league campaign and get the league title. Great for a lot of the lads who played. Like, on paper, people were probably saying that we were missing a lot and maybe we were weakened, but a lot of the lads who played have shown and built trust over the last couple of months in training that they were fit to do the job, and I suppose people nationwide would have seen that then on Sunday, players stepping up, and that gives good confidence to the group that they can do it in Croke Park, but also good confidence that they're fit to step up on a big day, which was a National League final, and that's always a positive.
You got a wee look at Derry after that against Dublin. They were fairly impressive.
Aye, listen, they were on form again, as they have been throughout the whole league. They're just well conditioned, and they're all very comfortable on the ball, and they play very well to their system and their structure, and that's what you're up against when you play them, and now in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, you're teaching down in Bridgend, I believe, so a bit of cross-border banter maybe over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, there's a few of the kids in the school supporting Derry, but listen, that's all part of the fun, and now that'll be the build-up when we get back after Easter, and listen, that's all part of it. That's all jokes. I like that part of it now. It'll be good fun when we get back to school.
Yeah, there's a couple of teachers here tonight. Is it a profession that lends to being an intercounty footballer?
I suppose there's no denying it. Definitely, it definitely does, between getting the holidays and your evenings free and whatnot. But at the same time, you have to really. It's a profession you have to really love to get into it, because just the nature of it, like, so I suppose a lot of the lads here, yes, are doing it, but I think their personalities and the people that they are, they suit the teaching profession, and it just, I suppose, comes hand in hand that they're also playing intercounty football, and it supports that as well. But I suppose that's a lot of lads have moved into it, but that's just their personality suit it, and that's the profession that they've went into. Yeah.
Yeah, you've had a couple of good battles with Derry. The Ulster final was a 2 years ago, was a really tight game. Last year, maybe Donegal didn't have everybody they would have liked, but probably for 65 minutes of that game, really put in a good account of yourself. So you've seen that you can go toe to toe with this Derry team, and I suppose now it's about beating them.
I suppose the McKenna Cup was the McKenna Cup with personnel and everything. There was players missing in that game early on. I suppose everybody nationwide's got a good glimpse of what Derry's brought to the table this year. They seem to have stepped it up a notch week on week in Division 1. And we've been competing in Division 2 and we've been winning our games, but it's up against us now when we go up to Celtic Park in 2 weeks' time. But listen, that's just the challenge at the minute. That's just the trajectory of both teams. And listen, we're looking forward to the Ulster Championship and getting it up and running now.